This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. The Illinois primary is more than 10 months away, but there's already a crowded field of Democrats looking to unseat Republican Governor Bruce Rauner. The last time someone from downstate Illinois was in the state's highest office was the 90s, with Jim Edgar, who grew up in Charleston. Bob Diber hopes to be the next. He's a farmer and serves as the regional superintendent of schools in Madison County, which is an elected position. Diber recently met with the college Democrats at Western Illinois University. He told Tri-State's Public Radio that the state of Illinois needs new leadership, ideally someone who has a background in government.
Being involved in government isn't like running a business, because when you're in business, you're the boss and you tell people what to do. In government, you have to realize that you have to get along with people. Sometimes your ideas are accepted, sometimes they're not, and then you have to go back and look at how you're going to reconstruct them. I think that's one of the key things that I've learned in all capacities, whether it's having been involved as a village trustee, a township supervisor, being a county board member, or being a countywide elected official, is that each and every time there's an issue, you have to be ready to compromise.
And you're also from downstate Illinois, which it separates you from your competitors. What sort of unique perspective does that provide?
Well, I believe it gives you a perspective of all of Illinois. In fact, I have an agricultural background. I grew up as a farm boy. Understanding that whole agriculture perspective really separates myself from the other candidates in that I understand families that live in southern Illinois. I understand how they live and understand everyday life. And I think a person who lives an everyday life would best serve this state as governor.
What needs to change in order to benefit those people who are trying to live in downstate Illinois?
Well, first and foremost, I believe every resident in the state of Illinois knows that we need a budget in the state in order for businesses to come to Illinois. Downstate is hurting, just like other parts of the state is, in attracting business, because people are looking elsewhere because they don't know if they want to invest in a state that doesn't have a solid budget.
And as far as passing a budget and sort of mending fences between the divided sides of the legislature, what's your plan in order to get Illinois back on track?
Well, first and foremost, we got to rid ourselves of the about $11 billion of debt. And there's one way, I think, in doing this, and it's looking at bonding that debt out, then establishing a manageable budget immediately that pays the interest on that debt down, gives us money to invest in human service programs, our universities, such as here in Macomb at Western, and it also gives us stability as a state, and it moves the state forward. We cannot continue down the path that we are currently on because we are only headed for a greater deficit. It's something that I think it's the common sense thing to do at this time. We also need revenue in the state of Illinois. We reduced income tax from 5% to 3.75%. We all know that this cost the state a great deal of revenue. It was a campaign promise, but I don't know if it was the right direction to go. So I'm for restructuring the tax system in Illinois for a progressive tax, which would be on a scale of 1 to 6%. Upwards to the more wealthy, and we have to have revenue in the state of Illinois to get out of the mess that we're in.
And Governor Rauner often talks about increasing revenue and other budget priorities with a pro-business agenda. Do you see those as necessities in order to improve the economy as well?
Well, first and foremost, as I previously said, we have to have a budget in order to attract business. We also have to have a business plan. The state of Illinois has no business plan on how we're going to attract businesses or what we offer businesses. And I see three essential things. All businesses come to areas and locate in areas when they have a readily available skilled workforce. Communities are able to provide them with infrastructure needs. And we have fast and efficient permitting. Those are three essential factors in my own experience of attracting business that comes into play. I don't believe we can attract enough businesses in the short future to fix this growing problem, because many businesses that do want to locate in your region are looking for tax incentives to locate there. They're not looking to be full taxpayers. Not that business doesn't pay its fair share of taxes, but most of the time when you attract business, there's some incentive that has to be given to get them to locate. So I don't think we can grow our way out of of this debt by thinking it's going to be pro-business also, it's just going to take way too long. And when this is of essence. This problem is getting serious, and it's going to be more serious in 2 years.
What do you see as the priority for state government when it comes to funding?
Well, I think the number one priority is the constitutional responsibility of the state to fund education. And it's got to fund it fairly and equitably. We have great disparity in this state as we invest in education. And I think it's a high priority that the state invest in higher education because, like in Macomb, the university is an economic engine for a community, and it drives business here. Whether it's real estate, whether it's retail, it all centers around what goes on in educational systems. And our schools throughout Illinois add to that economic stability of the state because, in many cases, they're the largest employers. So that's my number one priority as far as public funds.
That is Bob Diaper. He recently spoke to the College Democrats at WIU about his plans to seek the Democratic nod to run for governor against Republican Bruce Rauner. Diaper says the state needs a manageable budget to get money flowing to higher education institutions and social services. Diaper says he would accomplish that by implementing a progressive state income tax rate ranging from 1% to 6% and by bonding out Illinois' debt. I'm Emily Boyer, Tri-States Public Radio News.